The Nabob grinned. "Don't trouble your brainful mind about the painfulness, my respectable chum," he said. "I consider it regardfully as a loanful sum. As your famous poet Shakespeare says, what's in a needful designation? A rose by any other name would be more in heaven and earth than your philosophy."
"Ha, ha, ha," roared Bob Cherry. "Is that Shakespeare, Hari Singh?"
"Certainly, my uproarious and ludicrous chum. It is in the great poet Shakespeare's works, which I studied under my esteemed native instructor in Bengal, before I had the honorable happiness to visit these shores."
"Well, I rather think your esteemed instructor was an esteemed ass. You got it all mixed."
Hari Singh shook his head gently. He was the best-tempered and most placable junior at Greyfriars, but he could be firm. And he was always especially firm upon his knowledge of the English language and the works of the British poets.
"I think you are slightly mistaken, my esteemed Cherry," he replied. "That is how I learned it under my respectable instructor. I have noticed that many English people have not the deepful knowledge of the famous and justly esteemed Shakespeare. I have studied his works in Bengal, from the Tradesman of Venice to a dreamful summer midnight."
"Ha, ha, ha," chortled Bob Cherry. "Jampot, old man, your esteemed instructor in Bengal ought to have been presented with a tin medal and a prize thick ear."